20 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 420 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 420 in Vegas. 420 in Vegas. Yeah. 420 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 420 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 420 in Vegas. 420 in Vegas. Yeah. Just let the plug, finna pin my brother.
Coming live from Living Room Studios. This is the 420 in Vegas podcast. I'm your host, Vegas Zay, with my co-host, Chris. My brother, Ray Sun.
What's happening?
This is episode 99.
Oh, shit.
We're smoking on some presidential moonrock pre-rolls from Zen Leaf right down the street on Flamingo and Jones. Good little dispensary.
They got
some good deals and shit.
I really got to start branching out. I really only ever go to Planet 13. Only because it's like 2 minutes away from my job.
Yeah, well, Zen Leaf is 2 minutes away from my house.
Got you.
And plus I fuck with those presidential pre-rolls. And right now, they're the cheapest place to get them for me.
Okay.
Because they give me my veterans discount, which is 22%. They give 22% there.
That's love.
And then if there's any other discount, they'll stack them usually.
That's love.
But even without the stack, I bought four of them today for $70. So
it's not bad. And that 22%, that's love right there. That's pretty high.
And then they got they email me their schedule to let me know what their deals are going to be looking like for the week, so I know which days to go. Like, I know Tuesday is buy two, get two for a penny on the presidential pre-rolls and the joint and the blunt.
Buy two, get two?
Yeah.
Sweet.
So I'm going to buy eight in that motherfucker. I think the most you can get is eight. So I'm going to buy four, get four. So pay $70 for motherfucking eight motherfucking pre-rolls.
That's lovely.
Moonrock pre-rolls. That's a good-ass deal.
You got the nigga. You got the nigga flavor.
Yeah, grape. Y'all both get grape?
Si, senor.
Okay. I think I got watermelon. So.
Oh, the real
right
flavor. To go with my motherfucking, my new summertime refresher lemonade motherfucking.
Nigga, if you don't stop mentioning Starbucks on this show.
It's a new shit.
They're not going to give you no free drinks.
I think this is like boba or some shit in that motherfucking bottom of it.
Yeah. I don't like when stuff explode in my mouth.
Not at all. Good. I'm going to have to mix that with the spicy refresher and see if they can do that for me tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, Chris.
What's up?
How was your week? And have you resolved that shit with the motherfuckers yet? Wait a minute. Is that place over on Sunset? Way down on Sunset? If you're driving down Sunset, it's on the right side, right? If you look up, it's on the top.
If you're coming from the freeway exit?
From our side.
Yes.
Yeah. I drove by there the other day when I went to... See my psychiatrist.
I'm about to go up down there.
Your psychiatrist?
Hell yeah.
You know, for his shit.
Oh, I'm fucked up, nigga. I got PTSD.
That's right.
Don't die. Okay, so first of all, I'm going to show y'all my messages if I have time, but before when we leave or when we're done. I'm going to show you the messages that have gone back and forth.
If y'all hear me crunching, it's because I made the motherfucking firecracker crackers I saw on TikTok. I'm dipping them hoes in some tuna right now.
Can I see the lighter?
Shit.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. at this point, me and my nigga are about to go pay an actual visit because I'm kind of tired. I don't even want to talk about it. That's how irritated I am with it. The person that, the reason why I was there, right? The friend of a friend's. Basically, he's just a chef, but they're fucking around with my money. The girl was supposed to call and follow up and say when I could come pick up the rest of the money, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever. She said it will probably take 2 weeks because remember I just missed I told her that we should definitely try to expedite it. And so I was waiting on her phone call and I have not received it. So I went back to my source. It's just a lot of bullshit back and forth. And I'm literally about to go under Bullethead's page and I'm about to post something underneath the post that he just posted about them with that nigga in the video. I'm about to go on fucking black business in Las Vegas and also do that.
I saw a post on their Facebook.
Shout out my nigga Bullethead.
I think I saw a Facebook post.
Shout out to Bullethead, but fuck them.
The success of their restaurant or some shit.
Nigga, it's never not. How?
I don't know. I saw it recently.
How?
When I saw it, and I what's immediately so
crazy,
thought about you.
What's so fucking crazy to me, y'all, is the fact that these niggas know, like, I can't fucking, honestly, I'm about to just talk to every fucking black person in the fucking valley at this point. All you motherfuckers that were there are so fucking fake because, like, I cannot believe I haven't seen anything about that. How many of you niggas were lined up around the bar waiting on somebody who was too scary to come up to the front to give y'all refunds because y'all was waiting on food for an hour? Like, all you motherfuckers are hella fucking lame and fucking whack as fuck for acting like y'all had fun that night.
Jesus.
With all y'all fucking reversals on y'all fucking credit cards and y'all fucking fraud alerts on y'all credit cards because they probably didn't fucking turn around and get y'all most of y'all didn't even get y'all money back that night. So listen, I want to support black businesses 1,000%, but not at my expense. And then the fact that we don't have, it's not even enough of them out here in all actuality. When we think about the vastness of the entire valley,
right,
and how most of them are concentrated, are forced to be concentrated in one area, it's not even enough of them out here for y'all to be treating people like this. And also for niggas to act like y'all, like it was the best night of y'all life. When niggas was halfway in tears over fucking waiting for an hour and a half for some fucking catfish nuggets. Like, please stop.
That's crazy.
I support black businesses, but but some of these restaurants, it's like, I mean, you know, my nigga, y'all niggas ain't gonna fucking
no. It's lobster, View 702.
Lobster.
It's where he went for. It's where Bullet. I'm just about to say it. It's where Bullethead went to fucking brunch on Sunday when he was when they was having the fucking pineapple. That shit is so crazy because how it wasn't nobody in there, so I'm pretty sure Bullethead got wonderful service. If right. more than 10 niggas was in there, these niggas were struggling. Yes, that's it. Stop. Please stop.
How much do they owe you?
I don't know. I still don't know what the final tip out was, and it was supposed to be divided however many ways. So I don't know. But at this point, I'm about to give him a warning because, again, I've been going back and forth with him in fucking DMs because, again, I'm not trying to shit on nobody.
Right.
Like, it's a good, like, the fucking actual venue has fucking potential, and I don't want to shit on that.
But you're getting shitted on.
But I'm being shitted on, and right. I'm getting, and I'm over it now. Yeah. So at this point, at some point today, because he fucking almost ruined my fucking shift on Friday because I was super pissed going back and forth with him. And anyway, so
I already just went up to the motherfucking door.
Getting there. So at this point, because again, bro, like, y'all don't understand how fucking far I've come from being a motherfucker that will flash on somebody in fucking 2 seconds. Like, I have grown so much. Like, and I don't need nobody to fucking applaud or clap for me, but niggas who know me know that. But what I'm saying is that now I'm fucking tired. Yes. And now At some point today, I'm going to say what I need to say. And if he does, I don't like the response that I'm receiving, I'm going to send him a warning, and then me and my nigga are going to pull up. And that's it. So either come out of your pocket, right, cash at me, or whatever the fuck.
Or you paying
but
in
let's
blood.
Be done. But let's be done with this. Let's be done with this.
Yeah.
Let's fucking be done with this.
Right.
And I'm definitely seriously about to go on a tirade.
Josh seemed like the type of nigga that he'll be down to do some sugar.
He is always down to do it. When I said
it
when
he like he's gonna be smiling and laughing, he
absolutely
it
will. And when I told him, how I was mentally, where I was mentally at, and I was like, I'm about ready for us to go down there. Right. He was like, you know, it whenever you want.
Right.
Okay. So it might be Monday or Tuesday. Wednesday I got all day, so it really might be Wednesday.
Okay.
I got the whole fucking day. The whole calendar is clear.
How far are you willing to go?
What does that mean? How far are these niggas gonna go to not just be done with me?
I'm just saying, are you willing to get arrested?
How far
arrested?
Are these niggas not going?
If he goes in his pocket, however, pulls out $100,
I'll take it. Okay. Good night.
There we go.
Fuck you. Fuck your restaurant. And I'm still going on the internet.
Right.
And the only reason I'm not going on the internet right now is because I want my fucking coins.
I wouldn't take $100 though.
I don't. At this point,
we
had
to go
to
small claims court.
Y'all lucky we don't post clips from this motherfucker.
I'm post them. I don't give a fuck. Like, I'm about to tell Ivan, don't tag me in no scammer shit no more. Mm. I'm about to go under Bullethead's page. I'm going on Black Businesses in Las Vegas, and I'm going to say what I need to say, but yeah. I'm going to get my coins first.
You think you're the only one that just getting fucked out there?
From what he said, it wasn't just me, because I know for a fact, out of all the people that were there, there was at least one other girl that was just random like me. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if some of these girls might have worked at the restaurant that it was previously, right. And now this restaurant was opening there. But I know that there's at least one girl that came through on some, like, gig shit.
Right, yeah. I hate when a motherfucker try to play but with me why, about some motherfucking money that they owe.
And it's not, and what's so crazy is, like, I haven't been banging y'all door down because it's not that imperative to me. But at this point, it's the principle. I didn't go in there and fucking spend the rest of my 420 to work your raggedy, unorganized shit for fucking $50.
Oh, this was on 420?
Absolutely. Ooh, it was. Boy. And
I got so high that day it was.
And I had just worked my own actual shift.
Yep.
Damn, did you even get to enjoy the weed on 420?
We did the show on 420.
We did the show. Oh, I went to work. Yeah, okay. And then I went to work again.
Yeah.
So at this point, I spent my whole fucking... No, we did it 419. Did we
419? We did Fidelity.
Oh, yeah. You're right. Yeah.
420 was a Saturday. Okay. We did 421. 421.
421.
Oh, okay. Anyway. But anyway, I was gone from my house all day. So that's all I'm going to say on that. I guess by next Sunday, I'll either have a jail story,
right,
or my money, and I don't know.
Hope you don't got an ass whooping story. Y'all got your ass whooped.
Athena will be here to hear it because she's coming.
Stop.
She's coming on the show next Sunday.
Stop.
I'm just bullshit.
Stop. Episode 100.
Not never. Y'all ain't seen a nigga fucking.
You ain't never lost a fight?
No.
Oh.
I would say I've drawn.
Okay.
We've drawn and we was like, all right. Yeah. But first of all, half of them niggas up there is niggas. So I'm just going to be sitting back watching.
Right.
Now, what if Josh is
like, stop it. A fair fight with Joshua is three niggas on him. A fair fight with Joshua is three niggas on him.
Not if a nigga hits him with the sap.
Stop.
The little, you know what I'm saying?
Because why would I?
The little mallet thing tied in the back of the head.
Nigga, stop.
Josh gonna go down like a normal
nigga.
Nigga,
stop.
That's what I thought was gonna happen to me at Corgan Thorn when they surrounded me with security and
I've seen a nigga. I've seen that nigga walk through a taser. Stop it.
Damn. Okay.
Stop.
He's on some
smoke. Real shit. Real life.
Josh.
2021. I really saw that nigga walk through a fucking taser.
Why did Josh get tased?
I am not telling y'all that story on the fucking thing, but it wasn't the fucking police. Damn. It was a fucking salty ass bitch. But I'm not gonna tell that story.
A civilian? I'd have beat the hell out of that hoe. I mean, I don't believe in putting my hands on a woman, but if a bitch tased
like
me,
I said,
I'm gonna beat the bitch. I'm gonna beat the brakes.
I ain't telling y'all that story on the air.
What would you do if a woman tases you? And you get to come too when she's still around.
I'm attack mode. I'm mad tased.
I can't get no details on the internet on air.
Would you
be
a gentleman?
No. Fuck that bitch.
I'll give her a gentleman ass whooping.
Fuck that bitch.
give her a head start.
No.
Nah,
you got 15 seconds, bitch. Run. Cause I'm the predator on your ass.
I don't know if I got tased by a woman. I don't know what the fuck. And I got up, then I'd probably be like, bitch, lost your fucking mind.
Because she was trying to get to me.
Right.
And that's not, we wasn't on that type of time.
Right. No, I feel you. Yeah, I feel you.
And when he's there, I'm never on that type of time.
So, yeah.
So anyway,
if my girl is about to fight some broad in the motherfucking street, it's not happening.
Nigga,
you're not putting your hands on my motherfucking
exactly.
lady.
Exactly.
Give a fuck.
Exactly.
And then whatever comes from that just
then comes from that.
Right. I'm not
and
letting my
what she got
her.
After that and the nigga that she brought is what they got. And that's all. And that's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah, I mean, if you're young, you let your young bitch fight, you know what I'm saying, when you're 17.
Yeah.
You let your high school girlfriend
fight. Yeah, picture your wife
your
getting drugged.
Yeah, you don't let your
woman, and you're there to stop it and you're like, nah. Come on, baby. Nah.
Let's stop this before it starts.
Nah. But bitch, bing, bing, you better back up.
Period.
Back up, bitch. Hey, ain't none of that happening.
Okay. But anyway.
Then you got to fight the niggas.
Whoever.
It's going to start something.
I done did time before. I don't want to do time again. But I can do some motherfucking time. I can sit down for 60 days. It sucked. but
oh yeah, that's like 60 days in. I said I could do that show easily. I could do that shit standing on my motherfucking head.
For the integrity of my motherfucking family, yeah, I'll go sit down.
Okay. But anyway, so we'll see what happens with that. And then, oh, I finally got to go to one of those like pop-up things last Sunday after we were here. That was dope. It was dope. I'm glad I was able to.
Had shit everywhere. We just being nice setups and.
I mean, it was real like underground.
Pulled a bag up under from the table.
No, it was just bags on the table, like bags and jars and containers.
Usually, the niggas just have big old trash bags. Yeah, with a fucking little stick in there with the.
With what it is. Yep, that's exactly what the vibes. Yep.
Can't be mad at it.
It was great.
Can't be mad.
How'd the concentrate table look? Did you check it out? Or?
I didn't really check it out, but I did get some cherry butter from one of the tables that I got some shrooms from, which is was awesome. It's been awesome.
How were the shrooms? You got actual shrooms, or you get like I got actual?
No, I got gummies, but I hated them. Like the ones that we get from our guy, those are the best ones. Any other ones that I've had after that, they're too gross. They're just too disgusting, and I don't. But they were good as far as like potency and like working, like they were great, but it was just disgusting. But yeah, let me see what else. I don't really know, y'all.
That's a lot already, though.
Yeah, just work. Then yeah, I gotta work today because I had. Yeah, I'm like, that's a good Mother's Day sacrifice, right? Like, I had to take Thursday off so I can go see my daughter sing. Like, I guess. Yeah, whatever.
But it's Mother's Day.
How long you got to work? Fine.
Just from, like, 5 hours. I mean, my shifts are only, like, 5 hours.
Yeah, 5 hours on Mother's Day.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I'd rather did it in the morning.
Yeah, plus, you know, I'll get some sympathy tips. So that'll be cool.
Yeah, you can't be like that.
Pin a picture of your kids on your shirt.
right. Nah, so but that's
like, you're working on Mother's Day, and you'd be like, yeah, right here. Yeah. I'm working for these angels right here.
Get a little Mother's Day sash or something. Asshole.
Right. We're moms. No, I don't know. But yeah, that's it. But yeah. Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Okay. How was your week?
Right. Shit was cool. Normal week. Let me see. Besides my son, you know, I told y'all he's getting potty trained. This little mobile.
How is it going?
It's going.
I can't
good.
Believe he's about to try to use the bathroom by himself right now. Like I feel like the nigga just was popping out. Like
yeah,
he
in the bathroom. Huh? Born in the bathroom. Now he's about to use the bathroom.
Real shit. He goes to the toilet. He don't go all the time, but he's definitely going to the big toilet.
That is so exciting. But
he's pulling his damn diaper off. So
they love. Why do they do that?
I don't know. That's
well, I guess because it's starting to irritate them. They starting to not like how it feels. Yeah, but also,
piss one time and he's like, well, you got about four more pisses in this room. Right.
Put that motherfucker back on.
He like, damn, you can't put it back on him when you take it off.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
saying? Yeah. The insides hit the floor and shit. Nah,
it's exciting.
Oh my god, that's so cool.
Right. Then we had the fifth. We had a chick named Red Cocaine up from Detroit. And we had Chantel, an artist named Chantel, guest hosting. Chantel is going, her and some other motherfuckers in the city are going at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
This motherfucker put on Facebook, hey, did y'all see they had Fiona from Shrek on the Fifth Element?
Talking about the girl in the black two-piece?
Who did that? The op?
Yeah.
Put it on Facebook. I'm like, damn. He said, no disrespect to the Fifth. And I was like, we ain't taking no disrespect.
Oh, it's a nigga?
Yeah, it's a nigga.
Damn.
A nigga that's on the other girl's side, or it's a girl and a nigga going at each other?
It's a girl and a nigga going at each other.
Oh, damn.
They used to fuck.
Or somebody wanted to fuck.
Or somebody wanted to.
Right.
That's the only reason it ended up like this.
That shit crazy, though.
And this nigga out.
Damn. He going home.
And they just dragging his little booty on the fucking ground.
He going home for sure.
We watching Naked in the Fridge.
You know what I'm saying?
Y'all.
This nigga didn't want to tap out because the nigga was tranny and shit, so...
That's not the right word, nigga. That's ain't that the wrong word to say?
Yes.
You can't just.
You can't say
I was born in 1972, man. We called them trannies back then, nigga.
You can't.
Sorry.
Y'all told me that a long time ago.
I did.
I thought I was asking, was that a slur? Because I didn't think it was a slur. I thought it was just a regular.
He's a transgender woman, right?
I don't. It's not a word that we can use.
He's a transgender
It's like
woman.
Nigga.
Imagine pulling okay. up on Nigga the
If that helps.
Everybody okay. uses nigga.
But you know what I mean.
But okay, you know what I mean.
Fuck, that's not a good example then. Yeah. You're right. You're fucking right.
Imagine Will. Pulling up on Naked and Afraid, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I'm about to see this naked bitch and shit. Hope she's not too beautiful. Hope she's not too beautiful, niggas. You know what I'm saying? My dick gets hard and shit, her ass reaction. And you pull up and it's a nigga,
Stop.
a transgender woman.
Stop.
You can see the look.
Everybody knows it. We're going to stop. But even the transgender knows it's awkward. He's like, I'm about to walk up on this nigga. He don't know. Yeah. I got some titties and a dick.
Yeah. Because we were watching this from the beginning. We saw this episode from the beginning. Okay. Me and Ray watched it. And that's exactly what the fuck happened. That dude walked up and looked up.
And the fucking music stopped.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Like the motherfucking merry-go-round.
That's very courageous as a transsexual.
Courageous.
To be on Naked and Afraid like that. That's cool.
Yeah. He might be. Well, not really. You got motherfucking. Nah. You got motherfucking Bruce Jenner? Kris Jenner?
Bruce
Christie. This
he ain't gonna be naked.
Caitlin.
Besides being naked, they ain't showing shit. But
I know, but
this nigga got woman somebody, of the year.
That's gotta be so depressing to real women. Like this nigga ain't been a woman for 15 minutes and he gonna win an award that women.
I'm more concerned at like how ugly she is. Like, like I don't care about none of the rest of that shit. Like you're not you even doing it good.
You see that nigga's feet though?
Ooh. Cause even running,
like,
nigga's running feet.
That nigga got like feet. A size
16. That nigga got a runner's foot. He probably got bunions.
Is he
all
tall? Kris Jenner is tall.
Fairly, I
taller
think.
Than a normal woman.
Yeah, yeah like right. taller than me. Is,
hands that look is like she you tall, palm a basketball. Me.
Taller than you. Hands taller look, than him, right. I think.
Hands that look like the bitch could palm a regulation motherfucking men's basketball.
Oh God.
Dang.
Okay.
He is ugly than a motherfucker.
It's just so ugly.
He like, looked like one of the family members on Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Is she
sitting at the table?
And it's like
wearing somebody else's face.
And it's
sure.
like he don't know how to put the bitch in his voice. You know what I'm saying? He ain't learned that shit yet at all. He didn't learn that skill at all. Because I saw watching.
How did this go from my week?
I'm just saying, I watched the old roast with that nigga on there. And they were roasting Bruce.
Did y'all see the roast? The Tom Brady roast?
Yeah.
Oh, that shit was good.
Okay, but did you see the decline in Kevin Hart getting drunker and drunker? Like, his eyes just kept getting lower and lower. Fuck you, Brett Tom.
Right.
Okay, and fucking, what's the coach's name? Belichick?
Yeah.
Belichick, his shit was good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Nikki Glaser killed
it. It was
it.
Good, but it was dry.
But it, I but mean, it was before good.
Dry well, comedy for him.
For him, right? Like, because yeah. I didn't think he was going to go up there and do nothing. Like, right. But it was dry and real Belichick, but it was good.
Yeah,
like,
it was definitely good. You saw another side of him.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, when niggas was laughing when he was like, I'm a generous person.
Gronk seemed like a real straight up dumbass jock.
He is. And I don't think he wrote any of that shit down. This nigga's talking about dicks and shit. Crazy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, Gronk was hilarious. Nikki Glaser was good. Sam J was good. Yeah, it was good.
What happened?
I didn't make it to watching Tom.
Okay.
Because it was just too fucking long. And Kevin Hart was getting too drunk.
I don't think I seen Tom. I think I did, but I was kind of fading in and out.
Yeah.
What did they say when he tried to stop him from talking about the owner getting a massage. Out.
Yeah. Oh, well, he just whispered to the dude, like, don't fucking say that.
Okay.
Like.
It's a roast.
No more.
Yeah.
It's a roast.
It's all things are open.
How they roasted this nigga.
No more. Something like that. Yeah, because they said before before he agreed to do it, he said no jokes about his kids and no jokes about the Robert Kraft getting the hand job.
Okay.
And they did both. I mean, they ain't talk about his kids, but they were just like, damn, you just left your family. Like, you left your family. And you let the jiu-jitsu nigga take your family.
Yeah,
like,
they was getting that shit off.
They was getting that shit off. It was very good.
Yeah, well, who was it to say? It's fucked up. Your wife's messing with a nigga that can whoop your ass. So there ain't nothing you can do with shit.
Oh, shit. They said she was taking jiu-jitsu 3 times a week.
Right. He said you ain't no.
No. Okay. But Kevin Hart said 8 classes a day. Like, 8 classes a day, Tom?
Yeah, that shit was hilarious.
So fun. This nigga's still out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But.
Look, she holding his hand and shit.
Yep.
We are.
Yo, we.
Okay.
Hey, we're hosting Mariposa this Thursday.
Game night, right?
Game night. So if y'all free.
What time?
7 till whatever, close or whatever, midnight.
So you guys will be there that long?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Where Mariposa on Sarah? I'll come Sarah?
Through. Sarah Indicator.
I'll come through.
Yeah.
What kind of games do you have?
Spades, dominoes, probably some board games. Okay. I'll find out.
All right.
Music, food.
Can you bring your own?
Bring your own what?
Game. I got my own motherfucker. I'll go there and test my own game. With Monopoly.
Bring it.
Monopoly gonna take all night.
Yeah, but shit, we there.
7 to 12, shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, right, but well, that's I'll stop by after work.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely good shit.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. So,
cool.
What's up with you, Zabu?
This nigga, sorry, this nigga's just really just, out. Like they taking his fucking.
Yeah, they do 20 minutes of the show, so everything passed out.
They got this nigga in traction.
I ain't been doing shit, man. Just, you know what I'm saying? Work and home and shit. I don't know.
You didn't do shit. All right, moving on.
Yeah. I'm going to what's called Arizona next week.
And you're going to Cancun in how long?
Oh, that's next month.
Next month.
Yeah.
Cool.
But I'll be back. No, I will miss a show because I'll be gone for a week. But I'm going to Arizona for a graduation next week, but I'll be back Friday because it's Memorial weekend next week.
Nice.
And I don't want to miss a fucking long Vegas weekend to be in no motherfucking Arizona. Mm. I'm going to graduation and getting the fuck back.
I hear it.
No, ain't nothing new, man. Just, you know, same old shit. Oh, if anybody out there knows the motherfuckers that renovate your whole yard, send me the information. DM me on motherfucking any of the social medias. I want to get a whole yard renovation.
Like somebody to, like, be like, oh, you can put this here, this, that, like, grass over here or whatever over here.
It does, yeah. Like I want to knock all that shit down in front, knock the tree down. I don't even think I'm gonna keep those up. I might sell those two palm trees on the side. I'm not sure.
You could sell trees.
Yeah.
To who?
Motherfuckers that buy them. The Mexicans know. Shit, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'm not saying you want. I just
you don't have a. Well,
okay. I don't be talking to them to the niggas that be trimming the bushes.
I have a pool. You know what I'm saying? When you have a pool guy and a yard guy and shit like that, them motherfuckers know. They got the Mexicans know.
Okay. Well, anyway, I know my cocktail waitress, her cousin or somebody. He's doing her. He just redid her whole backyard.
Word.
Mm-hmm.
Does he got a license?
Mm-hmm. He got out his own like shit.
Get that information from me.
I will. I'll see her today.
I know.
Because I got dudes to do the inside, the motherfuckers that did my bathrooms and did the floors.
Yeah.
But
these, see, keep all these numbers and people, y'all, for when I actually need this shit.
I know a Mexican can build your whole grill for your backyard. And like,
what's that mean? Like a pizza oven and shit?
Like the whole setup for it. You know what I'm saying? Where some.
Like the patio?
He hooks it up to your gas and shit?
Yeah, he definitely hooks it up to your gas. But he builds it off site and inserts it into your yard, brings the whole shit. And like you got to see it.
Like the grill?
Like the grill, like the bar around it.
Oh, like the grilling setup.
Yeah, like the whole setup shit.
Oh, okay. So he could probably put in a piece of it.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about no pizza ovens. He ain't Italian. Just,
he like, I know where the carne asada go. Like,
but maybe.
Okay. All right. Cool.
I just had to throw that out there.
With like the, and then you can put like the tile and shit on it. Yep. Like, yeah, yep. Okay, I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
You got a picture
of
the niggas work?
Yep.
You do?
Yep.
Show me something.
I got you.
Okay. Yeah. So what else, guys?
Right, I don't know. We on Zay's week.
No, I ain't do shit this week. Go to work and motherfucking come home. Shit, work out. I've been working out. Shit, that's it. I watched the whole season of the first season of Them.
Yeah. Oh, the first season?
First season was them. So now I can go on to the second season.
Yeah, buddy.
First season was cool, but I was like, God, now I want them to get some revenge on these
white people. On these white people? Yeah. Hell yeah.
I mean, that bitch did get killed in the end, so she got shot in the back.
We were hella upset, like, most of the whole season. But season two, that was, I like it better. I think I like it better. Mm. It was good.
I was like, God damn. But even though they did get revenge, they killed the father got killed the cop,
mm-hmm.
and then the woman got killed by the
street,
by the crazy serial killer motherfucker or whatever the fuck he was. He probably was a serial killer, and that bitch thought she had got away and was running in her little dress and shit. Pow, shot her down.
Hella got her.
Amazon Prime be having some good fucking series and shit.
They do.
No, but I tell you what, you know who they got some good series? Apple.
Yeah.
Apple got some good
yeah,
shit. Well, they got some good sci-fi shit if you like the sci-fi type shit. I love that stuff.
I liked the little horror show with the nigga from Harry Potter. What is it called? Fuck, I can't think of what it's called.
A horror?
It's like, yeah. It's like, I guess horror, like thriller. I don't know.
Was it a movie or a series?
It was a series. Servant. On Apple Plus. Apple TV, yeah.
With the girl, right?
Yes.
Okay, I'm only on season two of that.
Yeah, it's good.
But C is a good one. It's about a bunch of blind motherfuckers and shit. Well, no, it's about the whole world being blind and shit. Like Aquaman, the nigga Aquaman nigga. Jason Momoa.
I've tried to watch that a couple times.
It was good.
I ain't got into it.
Okay, so why they blind? Why everybody blind?
Something happened to the world. Like it was a disease or something. Everybody just went fucking blind and shit. And then but there's still a couple people, a handful of motherfuckers can see. But the motherfuckers may do like a motherfucker being blind, you know what I'm saying? They still worked it out. Didn't have a motherfucking choice.
Is it realistic though? I mean,
hell yeah. It's like the society fell the fuck apart, you know what I'm saying? And the motherfuckers had to start over from scratch. And like,
I was like, I just want to see him cook and shit.
Want to see him do regular shit.
Over time, I'm saying.
How are they living? Are they living in houses still? Or are they living in?
Some living in houses, huts type shit. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no brick and.
So they're not. They don't have a gas or electric stove type shit to cook.
No, they fire.
Yeah, that's hard. That's hard.
Fire, and motherfucking soup.
Blind.
Meal. I mean, you know what I'm saying?
Blind. You got to make fire.
Nah. Because over time. Because a blind motherfucker right now can cook in his house, you know what I'm saying?
He has a stove he can go to and turn on.
He ain't got to rub two sticks together. Like.
Yeah, but even blind, you're going to feel when that fucking fire cranks up, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they motherfucking
fingertips. No control over it. I can't see it. They fingertips probably
burnt a little bit more than the average motherfucker. But over time,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. If that's all you had over time, you'd have to, I mean, a lot of people going to die, of course.
Right.
When it first happened.
I got to watch it now. You know what
I'm saying? But this wasn't about when it first happened. This is like years after the fact when people have been blind for a long ass time.
Right.
They managed to work it out.
Yeah.
But it's fucked up. I mean, think about it when it first happened, though.
Yeah.
How many people just fucking died, starved to death, or whatever the fuck.
Yeah, probably like 50%.
What else did I watch on
the fell off the goddamn porch and shit and
broke their neck. Broke their neck and that was it.
Yeah. Or broke their leg and laid there. Ambulance can't come get you because nobody can fucking see.
Because everybody blind. Yo, New York got to win this.
But C is a good one. Servant is a good one. Monarch is a good one. That's about Godzilla and all them shits. King Kong and shit.
Yeah.
Are they in it?
Yeah, no. Godzilla is. Yeah. What
else? You watched all that shit?
Invasion is a good one.
Oh,
Invasion is great.
Severance.
One, I haven't seen Severance.
Severance is good. That
one. But Invasion is actually a real, real good one.
That's with the aliens, right?
Yeah. But My week's been good. I took off last Monday. Was it last Monday? Yeah, I took off last Monday. It took me a mental health day.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't do nothing.
Good.
Laid in goddamn bed. Then I got up off the. I laid in bed and watched the rest of them, season one. Then I came in here, laid on the couch and played some motherfucking PS5, played some fucking Madden. And then fucking. I was going to go get a motherfucking massage and a pedicure, but I was like, no, I didn't barely leave the goddamn house except to go get some food and shit.
Good.
But I got me a good pedi yesterday, boy.
Oh. You get pedicures, right?
Hell nah. I need to cut my toenails when I go home.
And that's it.
yeah. Other than that, my feet good. They ain't cracked up or dry. Ain't got no corns.
I'm going to take you for your birthday.
Hey, let's roll.
Pedicure.
Roll.
To my little spot.
They got them places they give you them Robert Kraft massages.
They got one right down the street by Zen Leaf.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. Remember y'all had the damn whorehouse down the street. Remember the people got arrested at? They did the sting. We talked about it on the show.
Oh, yeah, we talked about it. That was like a long time ago.
Oh, yeah. Oh, damn.
That was like on the opposite.
No, that was on the opposite.
I don't know.
It was in this.
It was in Spring Valley somewhere.
In this 3 mile radius.
Oh, I hella forgot about that.
They got a lot of handy spots in here where they can get a massage and get the jack off special.
It's one right by one of the Hot and Juicies.
It's five Hot and Juicies.
I meant like walking like doo doo doo. Yeah, there it is. Like like stretch from your crab and you can go get stretched over.
That shit should be legal. They need to legalize it.
It should be
legal. Like, yeah.
It should be legal.
Let a nigga go get some stress relief, you know what I'm saying?
Would you guys then have to consider them brothels?
It don't matter what they call it.
Let a nigga be able to go without no shame.
And then get his weed, get his motherfucking hand job, watch the game.
Thank you, Maylene.
Right. There you go, motherfucking $40. Next up. You're lying to motherfuckers in towels.
I just think if they legalize it.
Or she'll have carpal tunnel.
If they legalize it, tax these bitches and shit. If they legalize it, they'd have so much more business. You know what I'm saying?
It'd just be crazy to see the motherfuckers going up in that.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck?
They'd be going that motherfucker with hoodies on.
Not me. Nigga, I go up with that motherfucker with my shirt off. Shit. So I have less to take off when I get that motherfucker. Fuck you mean shit. I ain't going in that bitch being discreet. I'm going there to get my shit pulled. Get my oil changed. What the fuck you talking about? Shit.
It's going to be one nigga in line that really be like, this is where I can get a pedicure.
Are you in the wrong spot, homie boy?
Yeah, do y'all feel crazy going into the sex door? Y'all ever going to the sex door?
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, I've been there.
Okay, I don't feel crazy.
I feel crazy parking.
Because niggas gonna see our license plates because we got personalized plates. Oh no, so I just thought about that.
See you getting out the car going in. Like, damn, they're gonna watch go.
Shit, look at me, nigga. I want to know. I still got it, nigga.
Dang.
Nah, I don't like parking in my.
Dang, I didn't think about that because we.
I'm
both
cool
have
up in the motherfucker.
PZ plates.
Because you up in there with me, we all good, but.
I'm not gonna lie, I still giggle at stuff. Right. Like stuff is still like
Yeah, when you see like some of them butts.
Yeah.
That motherfucker like the realistic shit. Yes. Like goddamn.
Some I just heard a comedian and he was talking about like, you know, like this is weird, but like way guys like get off or whatever. And he was like, I don't know about you like pussy butt combo guys, like the little rubber things. He's like, cause like what happens if like you just like go run to the store to go get some food or something and then on your way home like you get hit by a truck and then your mama gotta go into your apartment and you got a fucking sticky pussy ass fucking combination in your closet and shit.
Right.
Like,
damn.
That's rough. Like that's way worse than like a vibrator or something. Like you're a damn deviant.
Nah, because niggas don't have.
Yeah, you got to keep that shit.
You just want them to have the little glove.
The little fleshlight.
You got to keep that shit in an unmarked storage locker.
So to like your unexpected older elderly mom, like she think it's just a flashlight or something, she just throw it away. Like, like you can't hide that you got a silicone vagina and ass in your fucking, an asshole in your fucking closet.
Jesus.
Yeah. I ain't never used that kind of sex toy.
Me neither, but just give me the. I want the whole doll.
Like, okay, right? Because, like, if
I don't need
gonna,
the head, I just need the chin. The chest to the
neck.
Chest
down.
To the knees.
Neck down. Neck down with a blank face.
Not
on that.
Yeah,
you don't need no face. Just to cut off neck. The little silicone.
The realistic.
Yeah, bitch don't need no arm.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you
just
know what?
The torso.
They make those lifelike babies, right? Don't they make those lifelike baby dolls?
Yeah.
Yes.
That feel like a fucking baby in there?
Yes, yes.
I bet they got somewhere, maybe in like Japan or something.
They got them dolls.
It's
them
a nigga that's got two right now.
Where you think it's like, damn, you're fucking a real woman.
Absolutely it is.
And they can't put those on the market, man.
They are. They going to put them bitches in robot form.
They need to put those on the market, man.
They don't.
Yes, they do. Them
they
niggas,
need, no.
Them
no.
Niggas,
they
niggas,
gotta
niggas,
have them.
Them niggas with them dickhead haircuts. The ones to be shooting up everything.
They need to learn fucking social skills. Somebody needs to teach them social skills because there is a lame ass bitch that will fuck that nigga.
Nah, just give that nigga a doll. Give that nigga a doll and let him be walled off of society.
For every corny ass nigga, it is a corny ass bitch that is not getting no dick somewhere.
They're not in the same vicinity.
But we need to figure out.
They don't know how to get together.
Well, they probably got like nerd.com.
Cornyassniggas.com or whatever.
Them niggas can't do nothing when you put them in the same room together. Get that nigga that doll. Let him fuck that doll till he dies.
No.
Let him fuck that doll till they're.
They'll make a move and the lambda's hooked up.
There's a whole society in Japan like that.
They both knew what they were looking for.
And that is, it's a whole society in Japan like that.
Yeah.
Where niggas just like are recluse and they don't go outside and they don't have any other interaction. I'm pretty sure they're fucking silicone things.
Yeah, they're making those fucking those robots like a motherfucker. You can't tell me they ain't making
that
them.
Is so weird, bro. Like, go touch Japan, grass.
You seen
the
game shows they have in Japan?
Hell
they jacking off on game shows. They getting their shit whacked off.
They got panties and a vending machine, so.
Put me on that game show.
He's so gross.
I don't even know what the point is.
And it's, I just came with my
ain't no
out.
Winners or losers.
Oh, it's a winner. Everybody that gets their shit fondled is a winner.
There are no losers.
Yeah.
Shit. What's the point? I don't know. You gonna suck on my dick, bitch?
I don't know if like niggas who have game need to like start like not on no like Kevin Samuel shit, but like really like
you want some Hitch type shit.
I don't know. Like teach these niggas to fucking act normal. Like stop.
Teach
like
me the game, ghost.
Yes. That's exactly what I want. I want each one of y'all niggas this summer to adopt a corny ass nigga and go find that nigga some pussy. Like there's pussy out there for him.
Right.
It is. He don't have to
hang out with your boys at work.
Exactly. Like 40-year-old virgin. He eventually got some pussy just from kicking it with niggas at work.
Right.
Like,
and he had a couple of different chances to get some ass. Old girl in the bathtub.
Old girl in the bathtub was ready. Yeah. So, yes. So, adopt a corny ass nigga this summer. Right. And ladies, adopt. Nah, don't do that.
But motherfuckers have done that. You ever, you know, just growing up and do your different jobs, you adopted a little corny motherfucker at work.
Yeah.
Right?
I'd be like, come on, girl.
Yeah, come on.
Yep. Yeah. Okay?
Definitely didn't did that
I'm
shit.
Trying to think.
He just over there, like.
Definitely didn't did that shit.
Yeah. You trying to think of a corny ass nigga?
No, I was thinking about something. It's just on the tip, in the back of my head, but I can't actually remember.
I had this little white boy that worked with me, little Mike, and I was the boss, so he was one of my workers, and he was a little get high dude. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about
like meth?
Black, meth head, little white boy. And I see. So when we used to work together. He used to work his ass off, but I knew he was a little meth head shit. But he was my best motherfucking worker. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And but now I see the motherfucker at this in the middle of the road with a motherfucking sign. Right?
This the nigga that acting like he was a military vet.
Yeah. But when I see him just in that's one of the motherfuckers I adopted, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Not adopted, but you know.
But you got him some pussy?
Nah, I ain't get him no pussy. Oh. I don't even think he getting no pussy at all.
I
wouldn't even know how to get nobody like that. You can't get nobody like that no pussy. There's motherfuckers that ain't gonna get pussy.
What does that mean? Like,
now that I'm thinking about it, he ain't getting no pussy. Ain't, cause who's gonna give it to him?
Another meth girl. Everybody needs
Shrek,
love.
Right, and
Fiona? Shrek had Fiona.
Oh, he was ugly. I mean,
he's like sort of handicapped.
So then you gotta teach that nigga swag.
What do you mean,
like,
sort of handicapped?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, no, like a little arm.
It's okay. Oh. It's okay. I tried to stop it. Y'all.
Like he was in the war or something? He got his shit shot off?
He was not in the war. Remember, that was the whole point of his sign, that he was not a fucking veteran.
Nah.
Shit.
If you think, like, maybe like Danny DeVito's height.
Hold up. That's like 4 foot something.
Wait.
That's like 4 foot something.
No.
Maybe five. Five, two. Yeah, you
5'2" as a grown man. Oh boy,
but
he beat bitches.
But oh my God. But not just something's wrong. You know what I'm
there's a hitch in his giddy up.
Yeah, there's a hitch in his motherfucking
giddy.
Now you just know when motherfuckers.
Y'all are too corny. Y'all are too country for me. That was so country.
You know when motherfuckers look chromosomes be off a little bit. Not much, but just a little bit. You know
but
what
there
saying?
Is a bitch that chromosomes is off.
So he's not down,
somewhere.
But he might be a little down. He don't got the S.
Yeah.
He low. He got low. He got down.
But he cool than a motherfucker. Funny than a motherfucker.
See, and that you the personality and the swag. Like it's a bitch that's gonna look past that. Not me, but there's somebody. You know what I mean?
It gotta be. But them two type motherfuckers, I guess they could meet up, but. That's like a hell of a
it's just a Ruby Rose type bitch. Ruby Rose Blanchard or whatever.
Oh, you said not Ruby Rose.
She got new teeth.
You
shit.
Talking about Gypsy Rose.
Oh yes, Gypsy Rose.
I was like, damn, you talking about Drewski hella bad. Like
she got a new teeth, new nose and shit.
Is that shit with her and Drewski real? Because they said
they
she was with another motherfucker though.
I don't know. But she be kissing him
Drewski
in the mouth.
A sucker.
Yeah.
I mean,
if it is real,
yeah. Why you want a bitch? I mean, why did you niggas are young with money? Why you want a bitch that's been passed around the industry?
That's how that all of these little niggas like the same bitch.
Like you could go get a brand new bitch that ain't none of these and that none of these niggas that are touched. That's just as fine as these Ruby Roses and these hoes. You know what I'm saying? That's that would be what is what
you would go. You would go find a bad regular bitch.
Somebody that when I'm performing and she's sitting at a table waiting for me to perform, can't not one of the niggas I'm performing with say, yeah, I fucked her too.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Or wherever in the
they
argument.
Like,
or,
they
but you
like
can do that
this.
Shit in regular living in your city shit with your regular girls.
What, have a bitch like that?
I'm saying if you're a millionaire. You're a multimillionaire.
But you talking about niggas that stay on one side of town and never leave that side of town and be passing around the same girls on that side of town. And all you got to do is go to another side of town. This bitch over here ain't never been over there.
Yeah, true that. True that. In some sort.
All I'm saying, if I wasn't young rich niggas, you wouldn't see me wifing up a bitch that's been with half the industry. Or
they
even,
love
even
doing
the,
that shit.
Not even to say half the industry, but just several niggas from the same industry that I'm in. You're not going to see me with not in public.
But
I might knock her down behind closed doors just to fuck, but
right.
I'm not going to be sitting in the fucking somewhere kissing that bitch.
Is it a like, haha, I got her? Like, I'm the one who got her? Like, what? Like, why do they like to do that? Because it's not like...
Yeah, I don't think that.
Ain't that what Drake and Future supposedly kind of beefing about?
Lori Harvey. Or some of these niggas?
Yeah, like Michael B. Jordan. Like,
what
he should have just not, right? Like, because before we had already seen...
Or Damson... Idris.
What it is, some of these niggas were fine to these niggas while they were still coming up. And now they're in a position to get that girl. And they fucking, oh.
And they like it don't matter.
They love it. But I think it's corny, but.
It's.
I mean, there's so many fine ass women out there that ain't been ran through by the industry.
That haven't been. But say
you're a single man in the industry.
Okay.
And Ruby Rose hit your motherfucking DM and say she feeling you and yada, yada, yada.
Yeah,
you don't turn that down. You try to explore it.
Oh yeah, I'd fuck her. Yeah, but I wouldn't be just kissing her and shit on my Instagram.
Yeah, that was.
But he might like her.
Okay, yeah, that he's a different man than me. Mm. I ain't no Tinder dick ass nigga. I'd run through her.
Yeah,
I'd run through her and send her on her way. You know what I'm saying?
All right, girl.
I'd enjoy the experience, but you know what I'm saying. But shit, line up, bitch. You just another one in line.
I ain't trying to be your man.
Yeah, I don't think it's real though, but.
Why would you be kissing Drewski in the mouth like that?
If he's paying, shit.
Oh, God.
Shit.
I wish I had like that. Like
she's only an Instagram model, right?
Yeah. She's a rapper too, right? Ain't she a artist?
Yeah, she is an artist.
Definitely. I mean, she's an artist.
She's definitely an artist. She an artist because she was an Instagram model and a nigga that is a producer fucked with her. Like, why? You know what I'm saying? Like,
she's not a credible artist.
Some girls are like.
She's not a credible artist.
I don't want to say this, but like Sexy Red is a perfect example, right? Like, she not really a rapper, and I don't think that she essentially came out.
I think she is, though.
You think so?
Because I saw some video of her
original intent.
I saw a video of her, which was maybe where she's popping now. She's been popping for a year, year and a half. Mm-hmm. This is maybe 6 years ago.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
She was rapping?
Yeah, she was rapping.
Yeah, okay. She's been rapping for a minute.
Yeah, she's been rapping for a minute.
I'll take it back then, Sexy.
Yeah.
So I
thought at first I was like, damn, she popped out of motherfucking nowhere.
Yeah.
But then I seen shit and I was like, oh damn, she's been rapping for a minute.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry.
But maybe say like Amber Rose.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Amber Rose have an album coming out. You'd be like, okay, that's like some Ruby Rose type shit.
Black China.
Yeah. That album coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're artists in the sense that they have access to record music and put it out. But then anybody can be a fucking artist nowadays because anybody can record music
and
it
just
out.
Put it
Ain't
out.
Ain't nobody buying that shit. They're not making money.
Just because you record and put music out don't make you an artist.
Yeah. That part.
Because they're putting music out. But I can tell you one thing. I couldn't tell you not one Ruby fucking Rose song.
Don't definitely. I mean, honestly.
But I can tell you another thing. The bitch is fine as a motherfucker. So
yes,
it bounces.
But outside of like your like obvious like female rappers, mm-hmm. and then like your Flo Millies and your fucking Sexies and your fucking like outside of them, a lot of these rap girlies sound the same. Like Cali kind of sounds like fucking Lola, and like they all kind of sound like each other. So I probably may have heard a Ruby Rose verse and would have never known.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, real shit.
Like they don't have like nothing distinguishing.
You got Ruby Rose. You got Dream Doll.
I forgot about her, and I just know her from Bad Girls Club.
You got
like,
a couple dolls out there.
Yeah, a couple dolls.
All these bitches want to be Sweetie.
China Doll.
They just want to get a little bit of the
Asian
success.
Doll.
Listen, and people talk shit about Sweetie. Like,
she
her
doing her thing.
Exactly.
She
and
meal.
her fucking style and shit is exactly what it's like. It's Bae. It's the Bae. Mm.
So she
knows her audience, mm-hmm. and she plays to her audience constantly, and it works for her. And people could talk shit about her all they want to.
The girlies
and
fuck with her.
And yes, she probably could just model.
Mm-hmm. But girlies that fuck with her music.
Absolutely.
And she's in the corporate world. She had a goddamn McDonald's meal.
And she's a cheating ass bitch. She cheated on Quavo, Chris Brown.
But I'm just saying, if you she's making money.
Quavo.
She's making good bread though. You know what I'm saying? That McDonald's money is pretty good. So.
Yeah,
she's doing good. I'm pretty sure all them little fucking rap bitches, the ones that ain't making no money off of rap, aspire to just do the Sweetie route. You know what I'm saying?
But Sweetie got hits.
So
yeah,
I went to school and associate myself heavily with like Bay Area music. Mm-hmm. Like, so I fuck with Sweetie. Like,
but you don't think of her when
I
you
was
think
all
of
that ignorant
top tier rap girl like Nicki Minaj.
Not at all.
Not even in the top 10.
Not at all.
But she's making money off of what she does.
Absolutely.
So, right.
That's what you're in it for, shit, right?
And honestly, she always get access to like the best Bay Area producers and stuff like that. So like her shit gon' slap, like whether you like it or not.
Right, real shit.
Tap in.
Yeah.
Make a little bop to make you shake it.
Right. Yeah, I don't know, the Knicks. I don't know. I really felt like they probably needed to win this one in Indiana before they go back so they can just close it.
What are they, 2-1?
2-1, yeah.
What's the score right now?
Honestly, they fucked up.
They're getting dragged right now.
They're getting a little dragged. But they honestly could have took last game. They only lost by 6, and there was a lot of opportunities for them to fucking.
It's this Timberwolves Nuggets game later on. I want to see what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
That's going to be good. Anyway.
What we got up in there?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
See what's going on in the motherfucking wide world.
Oh, did y'all hear that fucking Drake might have faked that shit?
The security shit?
Yeah.
I thought I read that he might have a fake security firm, but I didn't know about the...
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's what it was. Because I was listening to the new, it was like a news, like a Canadian news source or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were saying like... that they found out that he was the fucking owner of the security that claimed that they got shot at.
Right.
And so, yeah, I don't know.
I don't see nothing wrong with that, just off of that, though. Like,
well, yeah. I saw something like that, but I saw that it was his own private security firm. Yeah. And he owns it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, shit, I'd want to, if
you put your homeboys, you get your homeboys.
Did get shot, though. I mean, somebody did get shot. I don't think a nigga would get shot in the chest on purpose for Drake.
But that's dope if, you know, you can put your homeboys and make them security. Yeah, yeah. They go through training like LeBron put his motherfuckers through schooling to be what they are.
Especially if it's your niggas that ain't got nothing else, that can they can't. Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, nigga, I'm going to put you on.
That's what Suge Knight did. But they weren't goddamn.
He
bullied his way from security to top dog.
Right, but I'm saying the motherfuckers around him, he didn't make them a security firm.
Yeah, I was like, he ain't getting no LLC.
He just gave niggas a gun. Yeah. You're security.
Tell these niggas you with me.
Niggas gave the niggas a gun and a black t-shirt
death
with security.
Death row. Right across that motherfucker. Death row security.
No license, no nothing.
Nothing. Just vibes.
Oh, man.
let's check. You know what? Okay, I got some news. Panera's charged lemonade, the subject of multiple wrongful death lawsuits, is being axed from its menu.
Oh, shit.
Wait, niggas died from it?
From Panera Bread, the lemonade?
The charged lemonade. People say they died from it. Okay. Panera Bread is eliminating charged lemonade from its menu. The caffeinated beverage sparked multiple lawsuits and caused a public relations nightmare for the company. The charged lemonade will come off the menu in the next 2 weeks. The chain declined to comment on the timeline of the drink's removal. Panera has faced at least 3 separate lawsuits over the lineup of controversial drinks in recent months, claiming that the high levels of caffeine in the product has led to the deaths of 2 customers and irreversible health complications in another. A Panera spokesperson said new drinks will replace it, including low sugar and low caffeine options, including a new blueberry lavender lemonade. Sounds good. Pomegranate, hibiscus tea, citrus punch, and a tropical green smoothie. All of them sound pretty good. The lineup of charged lemonades was introduced in April 2022, tied with the release of its beverage subscription program that let people get as many soft drinks and coffees as they wanted each day. What? For $10.99 per month.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that promotion.
The price has since increased to $14.99 per month. Still, hold on. Are you telling me for $15 you can get any fucking drink you want in that bitch?
Yeah.
As much as you want?
I don't know how many times you can go a day, but yeah, I remember that promotion.
This shit says let people get as many soft drinks and coffees as they wanted each day.
For soft drinks?
Okay, does the soft drink count as the charged lemonade?
It usually isn't, right?
Okay, never mind then. I about to say, that's a fucking, sign me the fuck up, nigga.
Then you just hear they get in trouble because they kill people.
Panera kept the charged lemonades on the menu to strike the controversies because experts say remove the drink immediately could have come across as an implied admission that something was wrong with it in the first place. I'm going to have to try one of these motherfuckers before they get off
the market. So what are they saying? Like, they saying that it fucking had meth in it? Like, I don't understand.
They're saying it had so much caffeine in it that the motherfuckers had heart attacks.
Oh, my God.
But I think they had heart attacks, and they're blaming it on the fucking drink.
I was like, you know, you just had that charge.
But maybe a lot of, I mean, they said it's more caffeine than fucking, it's a lot. Because I mean, we talked about that shit like a while ago, but somebody died from that shit and they're suing or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
That was a year or two ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
Okay.
Take it off the menu, I guess. But I'm going to try that motherfucker before it's gone. I got to find me a Panera Bread. I know. I just get it delivered.
Does anybody know why Floyd Mayweather can't leave Dubai?
So, I don't know. Well, I saw some of that. But, so, my partner is like one of Floyd's best friends.
Okay.
And he called me, and we were just chopping it up. And he was like, man, that shit about Floyd, crazy as a motherfucker. He's like, Floyd was just in New York. This was last week. So.
When somebody took a picture of him? And then somebody said that wasn't him because he's still in Dubai?
I saw the picture of him in Dubai where he's like in the red.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying, I don't know. He didn't say if that was an old picture or not. Okay. What he said to me was, it's crazy that they put in that narrative and they don't know. It's just, they just running with it. But Floyd was in New York last week. Now, I don't know. Maybe he was bullshitting me, but I didn't ask him about Floyd. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, what's Floyd? So just through conversation, he said that.
Everywhere I looked, I couldn't find nothing credible. I just like saw podcast niggas and internet niggas saying that making, you know what I'm saying, running with that story
right,
that he's over there because somebody stole something. I think that's pure fucking bullshit.
I don't know if it's true or not, but I
we would have heard. We would have heard if Floyd fucking Mayweather.
Oh yeah, some American CNN type shit.
Yeah, if being detained in Dubai because some nigga stole something, you know what I'm saying? Anything like that would have been all over every fucking thing.
Yeah. Yeah, but
I think it's just pure bullshit, and Floyd just letting it go because why the fuck say anything for what? Right. He's just gonna pop up somewhere with a fucking briefcase with $200-300 million in it and shit. Like, yeah, okay, niggas. Yeah, okay, I'm detained.
So, yeah, I don't know. Just from the phone call I had, somebody told me he wasn't. And then just from what the media saying, the nigga media at that, you know what I'm saying? It's saying niggas detained.
But yeah, I just couldn't find a credible source, though.
Mm-hmm. What else?
And I look like a motherfucker too.
I didn't even look. I saw the headline. I saw the headline twice.
And even then, this one right here with this, the article though, is like yourweb.com. Say something. Somebody fucking say something.
Wait, what happened? Sorry.
I'm looking at this picture of Meek Mill at the beach.
What? Why is his face ashy?
Nigga look happy.
Why is his face
Meek Mill seem like
he just came.
Every picture that come out of Meek Mill is something crazy going on.
What
it's like
fuck?
He should have asked somebody, should I put this one out? And they should have said, nah, dog.
What is this?
Nigga look fresh out the ocean. Fresh out the fucking ocean.
Hold on. Sorry, guys.
And then okay. just so I'm just going, y'all ain't seen this picture, but just the comments. The first comment. Diddy's cream in his face, yo.
Oh, no. Because, like, why would you take that picture?
Second
like,
comment. He just set himself up again.
So ashy. I can't.
Hey, yo, he still got Diddy stains on him. Why bro look so zesty?
Mm.
The diddler was obviously hitting the craziest back shots on Meek.
I
what
cannot.
The fuck?
Yo,
that's why. That's why Meek was talking about his son. Don't know what the fuck. You know, he's talking about.
I mean, he put himself in position for ridicule. Meek put himself in position for goofiness by the shit he be tweeting or the fucking pictures he puts out.
Right, dusted by Diddy. He's not beating the zest nigga, allegations.
Remember when niggas like in the pool with the fries on his lap and shit or whatever the fuck it was?
The what?
You remember when Meek was in the pool with like the fries spilling in his lap or some shit?
He was the on his lay on.
Like looking crazy as fuck.
That's what I'm saying. The pictures be coming out. Goddamn, Meek, make another motherfucking number one Philly song like the last one. Try to erase all that shit.
Mm. All right. Sorry, I got distracted.
Regroup.
All right. So I saw an article about a Las Vegas, like, it sounds, they keep saying hotel room, but I think it was like a weekly room, off that it was like, filled with live and dead animals.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically, like, I didn't even know that you could hoard animals. Like, let's start there. Like, I thought it was just like old newspapers and shit. But anyway, so it says that Timothy Miller and Carolyn Luke were arrested after Boulder City police say that they were found dead. They found dead animals in their car during a traffic stop. So that's crazy. A Metro Animal Cruelty Unit officer responded to an animal complaint call at the address in 89117. So that's like, that's over it, actually. Boulder. No, 89117. That used to be my area code when I lived on Charleston and Durango. Like, or no, maybe DI in Fort Apache. Mm. No, or something like that. Oh. Mm. Something like that. Anyway, so it says that, so I guess they got arrested. They got stopped in traffic from the Boulder City Police. It had the day. Body, dead dog or animals in their car. Mm-hmm. And then they did had to do a complaint call at their address, which mm-hmm. is in the city.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that they admitted to having more animals at two other locations, one at a hotel as well as their home. They said approximately 20 live dogs and 10 dead dogs were inside the residence. The arrest report, okay, it says blah, 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 blah. Sorry, it's a whole bunch of shit. Oh, okay, here we go. The following animals were discovered, and this is in the hotel, right? 39 guinea pigs, 1 rabbit, 2 hamsters, 21 live dogs, 12 dead dogs. They found multiple filthy aquariums, bird cages, and hamster enclosures. Ammonia smell caused the officers' lungs to burn and eyes to water. Turtles with soft shells were found. What does that mean? Oh, indicating a lack of proper diet and hydration.
Damn.
And they also found 42 deceased animals in the freezer.
You know what I immediately thought when I read this?
What?
The niggas I got the dog from at Walmart. I was like, you done sent me an article. So I started getting into an article. I was like, but what's the same thing?
Nah. I don't know. I don't know.
You see when they do them big busts and they have like 40, 50 people's mugshots up?
Yeah.
Young niggas, some old white women, some motorcycle gang motherfuckers. Oh, like all these motherfuckers was in this shit together.
They face 14 counts of willful and malicious torture of an animal. You know, white people are going to get upset about that. Mm-hmm. So they're going to get like all of the years.
For a week.
Yeah, so something's obviously wrong with these people. Like, this isn't like, that's why I don't think it's like yo shit. Cause like, why would they be keeping the dead animals? Like, you keep the animals. Okay, so one time I watched this hoarder episode. This made me think about this. And a lady she was hoarding stuff though, right? Mm. And she couldn't find one of her cats. And when they were moving stuff out, when they moved the cat was like flat under the fucking couch. Like,
I seen a couple of them shits on hoarders.
Yeah. It's too much.
I used to watch hoarders.
Do you guys know a hoarder?
Back to back to back.
Do you guys know a hoarder?
Not like the TV ones. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, not that bad, right? No,
but I'm a small hoarder.
Yeah. You know what kind of stuff do you like have a hard time parting with?
My old Source and Double XL magazines.
I have old Double XL magazines as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And them motherfuckers just sitting on the bookshelf. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But like, what, I'm gonna get rid of these?
You know, yeah. I don't have a bunch of, like, I used to have a subscription,
right?
But I kept the one. Most of them are Jay-Z covers. Mm-hmm. And then I think I have the one of the episodes where the freshman class was like Wiz Khalifa, mm-hmm. stuff like that. Like, I have those, mm-hmm. like, so ones that like really resonated with me. I used to want to be like the editor in chief. I used to want to take Elliot's job.
Right.
I did. But yeah. Yeah, okay. What about you? Do you feel like you hoard anything? You can generally let things go with ease, or
Yeah, I'll talk shit.
Yeah. Okay.
Shit.
All right. So
the motherfuckers nasty though. The motherfuckers on TV nasty.
It's too much. Like when they
when everything's boxed up, like you got to fucking walk through their house like a maze.
That's not even bad. We're talking about
the beer cans and the piss in the motherfucking
jars and shit because they can't get to the bathroom because the 2-liter bottles got old newspaper. Like, what is the significance of old newspapers if nothing specific happened on that day?
I don't know.
Just be having stacks and stacks and stacks of them.
And how do you visit that motherfucker?
You don't. They don't let motherfuckers visit.
Yo.
It'd be crazy
when they had their kids in there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'd be like.
Like where you can't get to the bathroom.
Right.
Because it's just like Tupperwares and shit that you ain't.
And the kids be fucked up in the mind because they got to go to school and act like that shit ain't happening at home.
I would walk so slow from the bus stop. Like,
I wouldn't go home. I'd run the fuck away.
Oh my God.
Got to be better than foster
like
care.
And then you go in the kitchen and like the last stuff that they ever cooked in there, is it still in there? Like, oh God.
Refrigerator can't open because it's full of bugs and bullshit.
Boo-boo and shit. Disgusting. Gross.
But I'm watching that shit.
Hella watching it.
Check this out. Death at Ohio State graduation being investigated as apparent suicide. The death of a woman who fell from Ohio Stadium during Ohio State University spring commencement on Sunday is being investigated as an apparent suicide. Now check this out. Larissa Brady of Woodstock, Georgia, north of Marietta, was pronounced dead at 12:25 p.m. at the scene outside Ohio Stadium by Columbus firefighters. Her daughter was receiving a bachelor's degree during the ceremony. According to the university program, Brady spoke to her daughter as she entered the stadium for commencement, and I don't know what she said to her, but then went to the stadium with her husband and 12-year-old son to sit and watch the ceremony. According to the report, once seated, Brady told her family she wanted to move to a higher spot, and her family said they lost sight of her. And after making her way to the last row of benches, witnesses say they saw her climb over the stadium's concrete wall and jumped to her death. Brady had suffered from mental health issues and had attempted suicide at least twice before, most recently earlier this year.
Damn.
She probably, that shit probably just clicked in like, you know what, this is the this right height. This is the
perfect height. Time her and I'll get high enough.
Her husband told investigators she had not been compliant with her medication, so she was off her meds too.
So why the fuck would you let her walk away?
And why, that's a selfish bitch too though. Why would you do that
at your daughter's graduation? You know, she's forever marked with that. Like, that's fucked up.
But it can't be her. It has to be her mind. It can't be that she's just selfish. And you know what I'm saying? It's her mind that's really got to be fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah, but hey, if you're going to do that, man, kill yourself after my graduation, please. Kill yourself before my shit. You know what I'm saying? Just don't have your shit stay my shit.
That's what you would want it to happen, but I mean, you would want it to happen. I mean, but
you wouldn't want to kill yourself at all, but I mean, if you're going to do it, don't do it during my time.
But your mind really has to be gone to do that.
That's kind of like when a nigga proposed to somebody at my wedding or at your wedding. Like, get the fuck out of here.
What the fuck is going on?
No. Get up.
Right. Like. Security.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
No.
What?
Killing your motherfucking self in my graduation is way worse than a nigga proposing at your motherfucking wedding.
But it's my day is the point I'm making.
Yeah. And most people are going to remember this for your day. Maybe the new fiance and her man will remember that they proposed or whatever on your wedding day. But if the nigga would have shot the bitch, you know what I'm saying?
That would have been worse.
At your wedding reception, now that's on
that
fire.
That would have been worse. That would have been worse.
That's fucked up.
Do you guys want to try pickle ketchup?
Who? I like habanero ketchup.
No, I'm cool.
No?
Give me some regular ass ketchup.
Did y'all see the Air Force dude fatally shot by the Florida deputy?
I did see that. That's not in here, but is it? But yeah, I did see it. Yeah. Okay.
That's some bullshit, though. They better charge that fucking cop.
Yeah.
They better charge him. Because even though the dude had a gun, he wasn't pointing it for one. And he didn't give him no time.
Right, he said he heard the knocking on the door.
Once he opened the door and the dude saw the gun, he just started blasting the nigga.
Right.
I was like, God, damn, that's the kind of shit that makes niggas riot. Or makes niggas want to riot.
In his protest,
at least protest.
Something. You know Ben Crump's on it.
I was just about to say, is the boy Crump on it?
I wonder what Ben Crump's net worth is.
Let's find out.
Because I know he gets a portion of all these when these things get these million-dollar settlements. He gets something for representing
Ben
them.
Ben Crump's net worth.
The lawyers, 33% in car accidents.
Ben Crump is one of the most recognized.
$45 million.
Yeah,
he's about his paper. Goddamn, mm-hmm. Ben Crump, make a nigga want to be a lawyer. Yeah, but they got to charge that cop. I guess
this nigga is on a no fees until we win. Shit too.
Mm-hmm.
Nigga worth $45 million. He can afford to do that. Hell yeah.
Because he know he got you.
And usually he only takes cases where they get them where they're gonna get millions of dollars anyway. So he probably hit their ass with a nice little fee. But hey,
That's crazy. Okay, so the teacher getting his hair unbraided. What y'all think?
He got fired.
Yeah, I think he was wilding.
I think he got fired.
You think it was too much?
Yeah, it was too much.
Yeah.
Because if I seen my daughter on line.
In a grown man's head.
It's a motherfucking problem. And it's her motherfucking teacher? Nah.
My thing is, it's okay to be a cool teacher, but you got to have some fucking boundaries.
Got to have some boundaries.
The little girls ain't supposed to be taking your motherfucking head down, nigga. I don't give a fuck what kind of appointment you got so close to after school being out.
Motherfucking right. You should have. You wore that shit to class. But you should wear that shit to your appointment, nigga.
Yeah.
Okay, just being devil's advocate. Like, he wasn't in between their legs. Like, he was.
But you don't think.
They're touching them. That's the bad. The lines cross.
Yeah, I hear you.
You can't be touched. You can't. Man, that's like me cupping one of my teacher's fat asses.
Well, is it?
Well, no, but we.
No,
have,
it's not.
We didn't
what
have
what, if, what if he? Front. What if he like? What another one like? Yeah, it's just been a long day, and motherfucking girl come up. Two girls come up. That's okay. And start massaging his shoulders.
That's different. I think that's
just
different.
His shoulder. Just his shoulder. They ain't doing nothing. They just it's gonna be okay.
Nah, but see, that just feels different.
What if it was one girl taking his hair out instead of? Eight or
no. When I first
just
saw
one,
it,
one girl up there.
When I first saw it, I think
that makes it feel a little different because two means like he about his business, he trying to hurry up. Like
two mean a nigga player.
When I first saw it, I was like, both these little young girls are attracted to this. I was like, that's when I first saw it. I was just like, it's cool that they got a good that they're really cool with their teacher and everything. But that's too much. The boundary's crossed. You can they can be up at the desk, but you can't touch the nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
The line is crossed. You can't touch touching. The nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And it's nice and relaxing touch, getting your motherfucking somebody, hair taken out.
Like a handshake. Yeah, you can have like you know what yeah. Saying? You can have a handshake with your teacher. Like y'all can all have your little favorite handshakes or whatever. But you can't they can't be doing your hair, my nigga. They can't be undoing your hair. Sometimes taking the braids out is kind of intimate. Too, you know what I'm saying?
I know
I had a bitch who used to take my braids out and she used to scratch my head at the same time and I used to knock her off because I would start getting excited and I think she would do that shit to get me excited and then we'd go all the way.
Okay.
Back when I was braided up, nigga, in 2003.
Okay.
But nah, you can't be doing that. Because what if it was the reverse? It was three dudes taking out a fine ass thick ass teacher's braids and shit. You know what I'm saying? And you know them horny little niggas is thinking of nailing her. Right. You know what I'm saying?
Oh God.
I mean, even though it was innocent, it did look innocent to me.
It did.
I think it was innocent.
But okay, if that would have been at a barbecue and those were his nieces and cousins, fine. You know what I'm saying? Fine. But you're in a motherfucking school, dog. That you got to have there's got to be a line.
Okay.
Because if you cross a line like that, what's next? They're getting too comfortable with the nigga. You know what I'm saying? Then what if one of them little 17-year-old thick assholes starts flirting with you, and she's the only one in the class and shit? Your dumb ass didn't invite it to fucking smoke because you didn't let him play in your fucking hair and shit. And even if you don't do nothing, it's already fucking out there that you know what I'm saying? That you'll let the motherfuckers get handsy with you or whatever. Hell no. You can't let them little girls play in your hair like that, brother. Sorry that you got fired. Hopefully it's just a suspension just to let you know that shit ain't cool. Okay. Save that shit for your daughters, nieces, or cousins. You know what I'm saying? Girls in your family or family friends or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't for your fucking students.
Understood. I didn't feel any kind of way because I ain't never been like I've been cool with teachers, but I never felt like I've been that cool with teachers. So I didn't know how to, I thought it would be interesting. Because y'all have daughters.
This nigga got tattoos and shit. I was like, hell no.
Did you see so there's another video going around. Looked like a student in a school bathroom. That's what it looked like. It was a chick.
Mm-hmm.
Girl said she like emo. She only like emo guys. And there was a video of the teacher. He had his shirt off. He got tattoos. He got a heart tatted on his chest. He got tattoos all on his chest and shit. And he had like an emo. It wasn't a wig, but it was like from the screen.
Is it like a TikTok?
Yeah, it was like a TikTok type shit.
And so she was saying, I like emo guys, and the teacher was being emo?
Yeah.
In the same room with her?
Or? No, not in the same room, like responding.
Like tagged herself on her TikTok?
Yeah, exactly.
It was her teacher? Adult? No. Like
that's another thing. Your fucking students can't be on your motherfucking social media.
Yeah.
No.
That's crazy.
That's crossing the fucking line.
Yeah. And he got his shirt off.
You can't allow shit. You can't allow your students on your fucking social media.
Right.
You walk around shirtless and shit. You a young nigga trying to get bitches still and you got fucking high school girls on your fucking social media.
Right.
And you a teacher.
Right.
I'll beat that nigga's ass. Now you cross too many boundaries.
That's kind of
bucko.
That's kind
of I get it trying to be I want to be relatable to the students and the down teacher, but like I said, there's still gotta be some motherfucking boundaries.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
I saw the nigga crying on TikTok, reading letters from his students and shit.
Oh, this guy?
Reading text messages from his students, yeah. I'm like, nigga, why are they texting me? How are these kids getting your personal phone number to text you? Another fucking red flag. You know what I'm saying? You're doing too much, my guy.
Is it?
In this world, this internet world, maybe I sound like the old man, get off my lawn ass thing right now.
Okay.
But this internet world got these people fucked up in the heads. It got normal people doing shit that ain't normal because they just fucking, they fucked up in the head. The bitch that said she saw the white baby on the side of the motherfucking road.
Remember, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Jussie Smollett saying the crackers tried to lynch him and fucking douse him with bleach, but didn't fucking sub up the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfuckers is doing outlandish shit in this internet age because their brains is fucked up because niggas wasn't playing touch football in the street and running.
Niggas wasn't touching grass,
running into parked cars to get the first down on 3rd and 7. Or, you know what I'm saying? Niggas wasn't out there doing shit like we was.
Yeah.
Niggas
wasn't
out there playing hide and go get it. You know what I'm saying? Trying your best to avoid the ugly bitch.
Oh, my God.
She hiding.
And it's a nigga out there for her.
She hiding in plain fucking sight. And then you niggas walking by that bitch like Stevie Wonder.
And there's a nigga out there for her.
Yep. There is.
Oh my God.
Somebody for everybody. But now, what do y'all think about that shit though? About the dude, you wouldn't mind for your daughter?
Well, I don't see my daughter's not. I mean, I don't know how she would be. No,
it's you not. Mind?
No. I guess I would. It's a little extra. It's a little extra. But I'm just in a mind space where like I don't know how people get that close to teachers to feel comfortable with being ahead and shit. So yeah, I don't know. It's kind of weird. I don't think that there was any like maliciousness in it.
We hope not.
But yeah. I'm just saying, I'm a nigga that's had braids, nigga. It don't matter how quick you got time between getting out of school and going to wherever the fuck you got to go to get your braids taken out. That is not a long fucking process. And that nigga's hair was short too. So it ain't like he fucking. Come on, man.
Yeah, he could have got them shits look like he had a bunch of individuals.
Yeah, he did too much.
And it wasn't that many. They were more like plaits.
Yeah.
Took out in a good less than 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying?
Who do you think initiated it? You think the girls is like, well, let's take it.
He might have been in school doing this shit, taking them out. And then,
which he shouldn't have been doing. Should have been teaching them motherfuckers something. School was still in session.
You're definitely right about that.
And from what I've seen, half these motherfuckers can't read at the level they should. They need to be whatever the fuck he, whatever class he was teaching, he should have been teaching that motherfucker till the bell rang. You know what I'm saying? Whatever the fuck he was doing, they had too much downtime. Because how can you teach the other rest of the class if you got four of these motherfuckers unbraiding your hair? You know what I'm saying?
It was definitely what he said. It was like 10 minutes left of the class or school or something.
That's 10 minutes worth of learning they could have got. That's my motherfucking tax dollars going to their fucking education, not for this nigga to get his hair unbraided, right?
Right. This ain't no motherfucking hair school, nigga.
Yeah. Nigga, are you teaching cosmetology? The only way that shit was accessible if he's teaching the motherfucking cosmetology class.
Right.
If not, no, nigga.
That's what he should have said. I'm teaching these a bunch of black girls. I'm teaching them something that they're probably going to go into business as. You know what I'm saying? One of them, maybe.
That's racist.
What you mean?
That's racist. These hoes couldn't be lawyers. They can't all be lawyers or some shit. Senators.
They're going to do some hair sooner or later. But before they get there, they're going to do some hair.
Or on their way there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or on the side. I'm a lawyer, goddamn. At night, Amber. But I do hair from 12 to 4.
Point being, though, they shouldn't be doing this nigga's hair, taking this nigga's
hair. Yeah, that's a little weird.
He crossed the line, and now he's paying for it. Now he's on motherfucking TikTok making videos crying and shit.
That's crazy that you found him, like his TikTok. I only saw that one video, and my algorithm was like, that's enough, girl.
What's worse, him getting his hair taken down, or old boy beating the shit out of that student out here?
What's worse?
Yeah.
Ooh, probably
nigga
his
beating
hair.
Beating the
student's
worse.
Oh, I was going to say
the
hair.
Even though the student deserved it.
That's why I say the hair, because if he said what we think he said, then he deserved every one of those.
He said it at the end of the fight.
Oh, did he?
He's like, you going to jail, nigga.
Yep, so, yeah. The hair is worse.
And they both went to jail.
Yeah, nigga.
Got what he motherfucking deserved, but.
All right.
You got this Venezuela woman in here that you put in there. Didn't you put something about a Venezuelan stalker?
Holy shit. Okay, y'all. Let me tell y'all about this real quick. Okay, so it is a. This is fucking lady named Rebecca Garcia. And this is a real still from a video of her climbing on top of somebody's car, trying to get them to let her inside of the car. And a bunch of girls have like went to the police about this, and they just not in Venezuela. They like, it's just a bitch. Like, it's not a big deal. Like, she ain't gonna kill you or nothing.
Harassment between women doesn't exist.
Yeah. That's what they think over in Latin America. But yeah, so let's see.
That bitch is like the cable guy.
Huh?
She's like the cable guy.
This bitch is crazy from what I'm reading.
Yes. Okay, so let me see. So one of the first victims to speak out against Ms. Garcia's harassment was a makeup artist who claims that she has called me from different phone numbers, written on Instagram, and insists on sending me gifts to work. But see that... Oh, and also graffitied her name on, like, up and down her street. So, like, the street you on, and niggas just, like, just hella tagging up everything that say your name on it. And let's see, she says that she sent her texts that detail crude sexual acts that she wants to engage in with her, saying that she will regret treating me this way. And
crude sexual act, it's women, right?
Yeah,
I mean, what the fuck? There's only two things,
maybe like sodomy.
Scissor,
but crude would be like, oh, maybe like doing something Piper gross with the strap. I don't know. But anyway, she just like, I'm sick and tired of the law protecting her just because she is a woman. Then another name, this is the one that has the videos and shit. Her name is Claudia, and she says that Garcia came to her house basically every day, filled her entire street with her name again, last name, and her username on Instagram. And sent her hundreds of messages a day. She said that in 2020, it went worse after she broke into her building and jumped on top of her car asking to be let in. And there's two videos on Twitter right now of her standing on top of this lady's car and trying to get in. She's at the door pulling the door handle right now.
You can shoot her for shit like that.
Bow!
Okay. And she just like, she's like talking through a crack in the thing.
No.
That's where that still came from, where she's right. Just jumping on top of the hood.
Mm-hmm. She's gonna kill one of these bitches one day.
Yeah. And
kill her.
They need to, because shit, they got more than enough fucking evidence that this hoe's crazy.
The girl whose car she was on, she says that during the pandemic, we were able to keep the situation under control. However, after COVID restrictions lifted, the police refused to physically remove her from her house and said that they could only ask her to leave since they could not stop her because of her obvious mental deterioration. So basically, like, she crazy. So
imagine if it was a man doing this shit.
Nigga.
He would have one chance, he'd be done.
Yes.
And they're letting this bitch just keep doing this shit repeatedly to a slew of women.
And right. she's also written a book like detailing fake shit about her and this girl. And the book is literally called like, it's like her. Like, it's the girl's name. Libro para Coco Aguilar, which means book for Coco Aguilar, because that's her whatchacallit, in which she details details sexual fantasies and false encounters with her victim. She writes about waiting outside of her house to see her car arrive. She also talks about wanting to crash a party that her and her friends were attending the weekend before the day she jumped on the girl's car. And yeah, so she wrote a book, and there are passages from the book. And this lady has been doing this to this girl for 7 years.
That shit's wild.
And they won't do nothing about it because it's just a lady, they said. So
somebody gonna do something.
Yeah.
They did it in 7 years. They
said there's no law protecting harassment of women against women when they try to file a complaint. I guess because it went viral on Twitter, the prosecution's office just started investigating her for sexual harassment and death threats. And it says they've already received 4 formal complaints, mostly from women and children.
It's a man's world.
Nigga, that's crazy. I just thought that was an interesting story because, right, like, the lady is clearly harassing that.
Well, women, y'all be getting the motherfucking short end of the motherfucking stick.
Of everything, so.
Y'all supposed to go on a pussy strike.
like on Chirac?
Yep. Go on a motherfucking pussy strike. Change some laws.
Nah.
Really? If white women just do it to all their...
If the motherfuckers went on a pussy strike, all the men in charge, they would just change change the laws to where
you got to give it up.
You start hitting these bitches in the back of the head with a motherfucking club.
And dragging me back to your house and shit. Right. Yeah.
You got to give it. They would change the laws.
Yeah, that's all. They would just make a law to be like, it's Friday. The law said you got to give up the pussy.
It's a motherfucking purge on you motherfuckers.
You legally got to fuck somebody.
All pussy is legal, however you get it.
You got to fuck somebody on Friday.
From 12 to 12.
Get your card stamped and shit.
And it'd be like, the alarm would be, bitches would be like, fuck.
Locking themselves in the house.
The pussy fucking purge.
And every nigga would have a stamp.
Jesus Christ.
Stamp your shit. Pop. There you go. Bitch would be getting fake stamps and shit.
I've already been.
Some bitch would be rich because she'd have the fake stamp thing and she'd just be stamping those. Like,
Right. So you already be like, I already got fucked today. So
yeah. Bitch, it's 12:01.
Bitch, I've been standing out here since 11:45. Ain't nobody coming here. Right.
No, right. Your shit is already stamped. 12 stamps on that moment.
Oh, God, that's terrible. Oh, help us. Anyway, I think that's it. Tell them where they can find you.
At RaySun724 at RaySun724 Twitter, IG. RaySun Report on YouTube. Fifth Element Hip Hop on YouTube. 420 in Vegas. Everywhere.
Yep. That part. Chris _ that's KHRIS on IG. It's _Chris on Twitter at KOD Nails. All right. I'll see you guys next week.
You can follow the show at 420 in Vegas podcast on Facebook, IG, TikTok, and Twitter. Follow me at VegasZay_420 on Twitter and VegasZay on Facebook, IG, and TikTok. It's episode 99, episode 100 coming up next week.
Next up.
That's motherfucking it.
Exciting. See ya. Bye.
Yeah. Adam Reaper.
420 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 420 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 420 in Vegas. 420 in Vegas. Yeah. 420 in Vegas, I got some cushy tryna slide. 420 in Vegas, I'm with my partners getting high. 420 in Vegas. 420 in Vegas. Yeah. Just let the plug, finna pin my brother up. Just got a smoking, finna roll another one. Put some wax in my blunt, man, that shit had me stuck.